Welcome to the Begin the Begin podcast. My name is Jeff Hillemeyer, and I'm on a mission to find out what makes people tick. Not just anyone, people who are making a profound impact on the world. I want to dig into their origin story and get to the root of why and how they do what they do. I hope you are as inspired coming out of these conversations as I am. Let's get into it. On this podcast, I'm going to talk about the favorite books that I read in 2021, and I read 56 books. That was my record so far. So let's get into it. Every year, I try to read as many books as I can. In 2015, I made reading books a priority in my life. Since then, I think the least number of books I've read in a year is 33. And one year I had 52. I had a goal of trying to read one book a week, and I met that. But this year I read 56, or last year rather. I have a basic rating system, 5 stars, and usually there's 7 or 8 books that make the list of 5 stars. But in 2021, I read a ton of books that met that qualification. So I'm going to walk through these. If you want to comment or send me a note of books that I should consider in 2022 based on this list, I would love to hear those. Okay, so I'm going to read these in the order of when I read them in 2021. The first book that blew me away was Mediocre by Ijeoma Oluo. It's called Mediocre, The Dangerous Legacy of White Male America. I have probably recommended this book to more people than any other book in the last 12 months. And I'll just say to my white male friends, don't be scared by the title, but it is a pretty stark reality of sort of the way the world works. And I learned so much from it. I highlighted so much. It really changed, honestly, the way I go about living my life. The second book, the second book I read that met the 5-star qualification was Caste. Oh my gosh, this book is so powerful. It's a difficult read because it's such a heavy topic, but I really recommend everybody pick this book up. It's going to remain on my bookshelf forever. I have, again, so many highlights and notes. It just really helped me reshape my view of the world in a way that I needed to be shaped. The next book that made the list following on this topic was So You Want to Talk About Race. This was Ijeoma Oluo's first book. And after I loved Mediocre, I needed to read this one. I had actually had it for a couple years. I just hadn't gotten to it. It's a fantastic, fantastic book as well. I liked Mediocre better, just sort of for myself. But this is a fantastic book. Okay, I read Good Company. It's Arthur Blank's latest book. It's basically an autobiography about his business journey, and it was fantastic. I really enjoyed it, and it was a good look into a purpose-driven leader and how they go about building their businesses and their life. I then read I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, and this book by Dr. Maya Angelou is so fantastic, and it's basically the story of her life. I want to say, I don't know, maybe into her late teens. Rochelle Kurimoto recommended it to me. She actually studied under Dr. Angelou. It's great. I can't recommend it high enough. I don't know what took me so long to read that book. I then read Braiding Sweetgrass. Braiding Sweetgrass is a book that was recommended the most by my podcast guests. I often ask my podcast guests which book they recommend I should read because I'm always looking for a good recommendation. And this one just kept coming up. So I read it. It's brilliant. I would sort of describe it as a deep dive into indigenous wisdom and culture and the way they love and protect our earth. It really opened my eyes. And I'm on a journey of learning more about Native American and indigenous history and culture. And so this was sort of the first book in that process, and it's just a really powerful, powerful read. And it taught me a lot about the way we should be thinking about and protecting our planet, quite frankly. The next one was My Exaggerated Life. This is by Pat Conroy, and it's his autobiography. And I would say if you're a Pat Conroy fan, this is a must read. If you've loved any of his books, and my favorite book of all time is The Lords of Discipline by Conroy. And you sort of get Pat's experiences from his life that led to the writing of these books. And if you know him, he really writes about his life, even though they're fiction books. So I loved My Exaggerated Life. A Promised Land by Barack Obama was the first audiobook that I read or listened to that made this list. It's so great. He reads it. And I read this and it just reminded me that politicians can be good people and have great intentions. And hearing his voice and his stories, it basically is his life up until the end of his first term. And now he's working on the second book, which will be his second term. So great, great book. If you listen to this, listen to it at 1x. don't listen to it fast. It's you just need to hear him tell his story. I then loved When We Stand by Terrence Lester. Terrence Lester is a local leader, social justice advocate, author, entrepreneur, and a really good friend of mine. And I've had him on my podcast a few times. But When We Stand is just a great addition to Terrence Lester's work. I joined the C.T. Vivian Leadership Institute 2 years ago and wanted to learn more about Dr. C.T. Vivian. He is one of the true civil rights leaders, one of the, after learning more about him, I think one of the greatest men to ever live. So I picked up one of his books. It's called It's in the Action, and it's an absolutely great look into how he went about his life. It's basically an autobiography. You hear stories about the civil rights journey, and I just really enjoyed learning about his life. It was definitely a 5-star. I then got on a kick and I read some older books. I read To Kill a Mockingbird, and just reminded me of how fantastic that book is. It's a fast read. It's great. I forgot sort of I knew the gist, but I forgot some of the stories. So To Kill a Mockingbird made my list. I read The Way of Kings. Okay. This is it's the Stormlight Archives, series. It's the first book, The Way of Kings. It's a fantasy fiction novel. And my son and, my brother-in-law absolutely love this book. So I decided to read it. I'm not a big fantasy guy. This book is incredible. I loved it to death. And as you'll hear, I read the second book last year. These books are like 1,000 pages too. So it makes it tough to read a lot of books when you're grabbing 1,000-page books, but that one was worth it. The Way of Kings. Okay. I also had this book on my shelf for years and just for some reason never picked it up, but I read it this year. It's called Why Are All the Black Kids Sitting Together in the Cafeteria and Other Conversations About Race? Obviously, you've seen through this list so far, there's a bunch of books that I've read about race. I'm on a constant journey to learn more about my privilege as a white, straight Christian male with no physical disabilities or limitations. And this was just another book that helped open my eyes to sort of the way of the world. And it's going to remain on my bookshelf forever. I then got on a Cormac McCarthy kick. I have never read one of his books until this past year, and I read No Country for Old Men. It was the first one, and I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I loved his style. I loved how he writes in his own way. And if you know him or read any of his books, you'll know what I mean. But No Country for Old Men was fantastic. I picked up a fun book. I think this was just on a whim. It's called Moriarty. It's a really fun Sherlock Holmes genre novel. And I don't read a lot of fiction, as you've probably learned from this list, but this year I read a decent amount, and this was one of my favorites. Okay, so then I read my second and third Cormac McCarthy books, which again blew me away. I read The Road and All the Pretty Horses. So I think those are the three that I've read so far of his, and I absolutely loved them all. So I'm sure in 2022 I'll be picking up a few more. George Takei's book, They Called Us Enemy, it's a graphic novel, and it focuses on his family's experience in the Japanese internment camps. It's so moving. I had several of my kids read it after I did, and it subsequently led me to record a podcast with Kenji Kurimoto about his family's similar experience. So if you go back an episode or two, you'll find that. They Called Us Enemy. I just can't recommend it high enough. It's about a time in our country's history that honestly, we don't get taught that much about. And the brutality of it, the devastation of it, you know, it's obviously still being felt by those families generations later. So this is highly recommended. They called us enemy. Okay, the second Stormlight Archive book, Words of Radiance. I read it. It's, again, amazing. I'm now in book three. I just, again, I'm not a big fantasy guy, but I love these books. The Diversity Gap was the first book by Bethany Wilkinson. She's a local leader, DE&I, racial justice leader in town. I also had her on my podcast, but this book is fantastic. I've already implemented things at my company, Dragon Army, around what she talks about in The Diversity Gap. So high on the list. After listening to Barack Obama's book, I decided to listen to Michelle Obama's book, Becoming. And again, just hearing her voice, hearing her story, an exceptional, exceptional woman. She obviously also overlays her story with all the things that happened in, you know, Barack's life and them running for president. And it was just really moving, really powerful. I don't know if I would have loved it as much reading it. I'm sure I would have still loved it, but hearing her voice and her tell the story, I think was just fantastic. Okay, so the second book in my sort of study of Native American and indigenous history was Empire of the Summer Moon. It's so good. It talks about the Comanche Indians and their honestly dominance for many years in the late 1800s. They were sort of the last dominant tribe, and it's just a really well written book that taught me a lot about really just sort of the whole, I don't know, the whole history of white Americans moved to the West and the devastation that caused. I'm now reading Bury Me at Wounded Knee. I'll finish that in 2022. And again, another great book, but Empire of the Summer Moon, highly recommend that. Another audiobook that made the list is All In. It's Billie Jean King's bio. If you're not a tennis fan, this might not make your list, but my gosh, her journey, the things she had to overcome, first as a woman, then being gay, it's really a remarkable and honest journey. She reads it, and again, very powerful because you can hear in her voice. She cries at times, she laughs. It's just a really, again, for tennis fans, or you know, fans of those causes, it's a great lesson. Okay, I read Will Smith's book Will, I didn't read it. I listened to it, and it's the best audiobook I've ever listened to, like without a doubt. And I've listened to so many audiobooks. His story, it's, you know, there are so many stories in his journey that I had no idea about, but the way he reads it, it honestly feels like he's just talking to you. And it's funny, and he puts in some of his songs and, you know, background music, and just really interesting way. It's the best version of an audiobook I've ever read. So listen to. I have been recommending this one also to so many people. Okay, two more on the list. What Does Your Fortune Cookie Say by Adam Albrecht. Adam's a longtime friend. My book publishing company helped him publish this book. My company's called Ripples Media. And I'm so proud of what he put out. It's motivating, uplifting. It's really funny. He's a funny guy. I had him on my podcast recently. You can check that out, where he talks about, you know, why he wrote the book and what he was trying to get out of it. But What Does Your Fortune Cookie Say? It's for everybody. And so I hope you consider picking up a copy. And I've encouraged him to do an audiobook, so hopefully he will. And the last book that I would put on this list that I read in 2021 is On Writing. It's Stephen King's book. It's a hybrid autobiography writing how-to. I read this book before I write each of my books. So this was the fourth time that I've read it. I'm working on my fourth book right now. And it's just, he's a brilliant writer, but hearing his story is really interesting in his life, but also just his journey of being a writer is super compelling to me. So I know that was a long list. Again, usually I don't have nearly that many. I got lucky. I got lucky in 2021 and had a lot of 5-star books. If there is any book that you think I ought to pick up, please drop me a note. If you haven't subscribed to this podcast, please consider doing so. I've got a lot of great guests coming up, and I'm going to start doing more of this where I read my newsletter. A person reached out to me that said that she's been reading my newsletter for quite some time and is having trouble with her vision and wondered if I would ever consider having them transcribe to audio. And I really appreciated that note. And I just thought, well, I do produce a podcast. Maybe I'll just create these as podcast episodes so anybody who has a similar issue can hear them. So there you go. I'll be doing more of these. I hope you are off and running in 2022. Stay safe, and I hope you're happy. Wow, you made it to the end of the podcast. I didn't think people did that anymore. Well, since I still have you, I'd love for you to do two things. First, subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you're listening on. That way, you'll be alerted as soon as I post my next one. And second, I'd love for you to subscribe to my email newsletter. I send out an email every week or two, and it's really where I share my more personal thoughts and ideas. Plus, I give stuff away sometimes. You can find the sign up at my blog, jeffhillemeyer.com, and I really do appreciate you listening.